This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership are a very good counter to, it seems like, every other medical association out there, because all the other ones want to take your gun rights away because they want to turn this into a health epidemic, sort of like cholera. And yet, it isn't. And the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership fight this on a daily basis. And they have, the other day, I'm just going to use this phrase, stay in your lane, and I'm going to let Dr. John Adine explain what prompted all of this. Where are we at with this, John? What started all of this? Why did you guys get all up in somebody's grill?
All right. Well, anyway, first of all, hello, everybody. It's good to be back with you guys and Bill. It's good to talk to you.
Likewise.
This is all about a paper that was written in the Annals of Internal Medicine by the American College of Physicians that came out on October 30th. And it's called Reducing Firearm Industry and Deaths in the United States, a position paper from the American College of Physicians. Now, it's a 40-something page long diatribe that basically it turns out to be a wish list for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Of course.
They talk about, you know, firearms violence being a public health issue, which, of course, our tagline is, guns are not a public health issue. But they're calling it a public health crisis, and that they want to increase the amount of basically gun control based on an analysis. This is a quote, analysis of approaches that evidence suggests will be effective in reducing deaths and injuries from firearms-related violence. So, I mean, this thing is just crazy. And, of course, they have to address gun violence as a public health threat.
Right.
And they also use Garen Wintemute's thing about high-income countries, you know, the firearms violence in high-income countries. So that they can exclude, countries that they don't want to include, like, well, Brazil or Russia or some
other
places.
Yeah, but Brazil's a BRIC nation. Why isn't Brazil, why can't we include that?
No. Because, see, the firearms violence is too high there. So they can't include that in there because then it would skew the results in the other direction. So they recommend a public health approach to firearms-related violence and prevention of firearms injuries and deaths, not a law enforcement one, but a
right.
public health. Like the doctors can fix the gangbangers in Chicago and in Baltimore and in any big city in the United States where there's firearms violence. The doctors are now going to be the ones to fix this with their policies. Okay. Although they will, we'll consult with injury prevention experts, parents, teachers, and maybe even a few law enforcement professionals and others. And then we can build a consensus to bring about social and legislative change. So this is what they're talking about. And of course, you know, the medical profession has a special responsibility to speak to our patients about prevention.
Of course.
Even though they don't know anything about prevention. And then, of course, you know, if you look at all this stuff, the list of things is just unbelievable. Well, physicians should become informed about firearms injury and prevention, but who are they going to get their information from? Certainly the NRA is the boogeyman as far as they're concerned. So, you know, even though the NRA has been teaching firearms prevention and safety for over 100 years.
Right.
And so, you know, this whole stuff is just crazy. They're also recommend that physicians advocate for national, state, and local efforts to enact legislation to implement evidence. To implement evidence-based policies, I should say. Of course.
Who's going to be presenting the evidence?
Oh, that's the thing, you know. And it's funny because when you go down the list, he says, well, although there's not a lot of evidence for this, we recommend this. So they're already violating their own tenets of their paper.
Right.
You know, regulation to purchase legal firearms to reduce firearms-related injuries and death. Well, what about the illegal firearms? They don't address that. You know, because the criminals don't obey these laws. These guys live in fantasy land.
Right. You know, can I ask you this? And
sure.
I want you to continue on with this oratory, but just out of curiosity, as far as I know, the number three cause of unnatural or
premature death. Yeah.
Premature death is medical misadventure.
Absolutely.
And what is that? What are we hitting? Is that 200,000?
Yeah, it's a big number. And the thing is, you know, we're trying to fix that. You know, that's their thing. You know, say, well, it's medical misadventures and it's medical mistakes, but we're trying to fix that so it's okay. But because the thing is, the gun is easy to go after because it doesn't fight back. You know, when you talk about knocking off people, you're talking about their families coming back at you and coming after you with legal lawsuits and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, and this is why the NRA told them to stay in their lane when they saw this paper. And this all has to do with a Twitter post from November 7th that the NRA said, stay in your lane.
Right.
And of course, all the doctors were like, oh, what do you mean stay in our lane? We take care of all these gunshot wound people, you know? Yeah, but none of the stuff that they propose is going to fix that. In fact, it'll make it worse because what you're going to do is end up disarming the law-abiding people who can protect themselves now more than, 2.5 million times a year?
Do they ever acknowledge, I mean, you know, the CDC came out with numbers to corroborate Click and Lot.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
why would they do that?
I guess they couldn't. It was just too blatant a fact. But would these doctors, they don't want to acknowledge that and see that for what it is?
Because
you're talking about preventative measures, right? They want to prevent it. Well, that's a preventative measure.
Yeah, but again, you know, this goes against the narrative, and the narrative is the left narrative, which basically is disarm the populace so that we can implement all the social things that we want to do, including, you know, and single payer system and control of the populace. But you know what? If people have guns, we can't really do that very well. We can't control them because they can say no. And this is really the bottom line.
Before you get to the hold at the bottom line, because we're coming up on the break, and I want you to pick it up from the bottom line. We will set this up when we get back. Dr. John Adeen is a member of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He is an avid shooter, an avid hunter, and he is the enemy of ducks all over the place. I saw the pictures the other day. We'll be right back.
Quail.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and he had just gotten to the bottom line as far as the stay in your lane and the elitist doctors out there wanting to run the country, I guess. And what is the bottom line there, Dr. Adeen?
Well, I think that, you know, it really has to do with the way the left views the country. Now, there's two camps, right? There's the camp of people who believe in the Constitution, who want to live their lives without interference from the government, and now we have to deal with corporations and, you know, academia and all this stuff, versus those who want the government to be in charge of everything, and you know, because they know better. Of course, all these doctors know better than everybody else. Who, you know, what's best for you. And unfortunately, they have their own biases, and, you know, it's not, I don't see it the way they see it. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So anyway, to get back to this paper, because I think there's some stuff in here, it's kind of ironic that it says the college acknowledges that any such regulation must be consistent with the Supreme Court ruling establishing and individual ownership of firearms is a constitutional right under the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And then they start going, you know, because the last words are shall not be infringed. And then they right. just go with a list of infringements that is literally 10 pages long.
Right.
And it's everything that Nancy Pelosi would love to have. You know, talking about strengthening convicted domestic violence offenders from purchasing and possessing. That's already law. Right. They want, of course, universal background checks. They want to make sure that mental health substance abuse records end up in NICS. They also want to make sure that, you know, background checked an appropriate educational program on firearm safety before you can own a gun. Really? So maybe we should make sure that you have to have the appropriate education in order to speak in public and talk about politics and things like that. It's the same kind of thing, or to vote. They have to pass an intelligence test to be able to vote. This is the same kind of a thing, you know. It drives me crazy. And of course, they want even though there's no evidence that it's effective, they want waiting periods, and they oppose concealed carry reciprocity legislation. Of course, we know that concealed carry does not make crime worse. Let's put it that way, and may have an effect on crime. You know, we know about all these DGUs, but they're against that. Here's another interesting thing. They have a ban on firearms that cannot be detected by metal detectors or standard security screening devices. So they're watching James Bond movies now, and that's what they're basing their evidence-based medicine on.
Well, are there apparatus out there besides metal detectors that... Metal detectors don't detect guns. They detect metal, so they detect
exactly.
chemicals and, all manner of things. So is that what they're talking about as far as detection devices?
I think what they're talking about is ceramic guns that you know, the fantasy thing. But the thing is, last time I looked, there's metal in every piece of ammunition.
Well, I mean, guns by statute have to have a certain percentage of weight
right.
in a gun.
That's what
too,
I'm saying.
So, yeah.
But that's the thing. They watch the movies and then they come up with this fantasy thing for something that really doesn't exist. You know, they're
right.
not out there. So you know, they're evidence based medicine recommendations. You know, and of course, you know, they favor strong penalty criminal prosecution for those who sell firearms illegally, and who legally purchase firearms for those who are banned from possessing straw purchases. That's
right.
already law. But the problem is, what about the prosecutors? The prosecutors aren't putting these people in jail, are they? So whose fault is it, the lawmakers, or is it the people who have to administer the law and to prosecute? this is the thing that they don't talk about, is that the prosecutors are not prosecuting criminals. We got the catch and release criminal justice system, and people are going through the revolving door, and they're letting them out. How many of these felons in places like Chicago and Baltimore have been arrested, you know, double, maybe triple digit times, and they're right back out on the street again? 20, 30, 40 times. These guys are all felons out there, and they're just getting loose. It happens in all the big cities.
Well, or there's, you know, like in the case of certain, they had the thing like in Florida where they were turning crime into, that's okay. We don't want you to go to jail. And then
right.
You,
well, that's the
you,
kind of thing
develop.
I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, would they be suing those kind of places that hold those kinds of rules in the school districts, I guess, under their new?
No, see, that's the thing. They don't care. They just want to make more laws. They won't disarm you and me.
Right.
Okay? They're not really interested in disarming criminals because none of this stuff will disarm criminals.
Well, that's definite, but that's always been definite. There is no gun law that's going to disarm a criminal because they're criminals.
Right.
So anyway, they sound like a fun bunch. Do you hang out with any of those guys?
No, not really. I may know a few, but I don't hang out with them.
Right.
I prefer not to.
I understand.
Here's another thing that's interesting: that guns be subject to consumer product regulations regardless of access, safety, and design. That's already the case. They're not exempt from consumer product issues. They're exempt from this frivolous, you know, lawsuits going after gun manufacturers based on criminal behavior of the people who buy them. So, again, there's more stuff. They talk about mental illness. Some of the stuff they talk about in mental illness is legitimate. You know, they make sure that people have access to mental health services. I think that's important. That's about the only thing that I agree with that these people talk about. And, that they should protect people, only, you know, report the dangerous ones and not report people who aren't dangerous.
Let me get you to hold it, not reporting the ones that aren't dangerous. Dr. John Adine is he's a surgeon out of Texas. He is a member of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, who goes around and speaks on many, many things. We've had him here before talking about how hospitals, for example, are very soft targets. We'll continue this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News. President Trump threw his support behind a long-stalled bipartisan criminal justice reform bill on Wednesday. At the White House, President Trump says this reform is needed to reform our criminal justice system.
Today I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time.
The Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion Wednesday supporting President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting Attorney General.
Meanwhile, folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to Whitaker's appointment, including Republican Senator John Kennedy.
I don't think it's fair to the man to bash him before he even has a chance to find the men's room. He's done nothing that should make anybody worry.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 205 points to close the day at 25,080. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I keep having to interrupt you, which I apologize for that, but please pick it up where we were, and let's keep on going.
Okay, so the next section of this thing is again more double speak. Okay, it says although evidence of the effectiveness of the federal assault weapons ban of 1994 is limited, the college believes that there's enough evidence to warrant appropriate legislation and regulation to limit future sales and possession of firearms that have features designed to increase their rapid killing capacity and can, with a ban on large capacity magazines and bump stocks, be effective in reducing casualties in a mass shooting situation.
Mm.
Oh, really? These people hadn't even heard of a bump stock until a year ago.
Right.
They got to kick that in there. And of course they come out and say, well, you know, we really want to ban these weapons anyway. So, you know, they're coming out of the closet at least with that. And then it's interesting. Exceptions to a ban on such semi-automatic firearms for hunting and sporting purposes should be narrowly defined. Well, duh, it's the exact same gun that you use for hunting as you would use for self-defense. So, see, they don't have a clue. But it's only as an interim step towards a complete ban. That's really what they're looking for.
Right.
And they also want to modify farms to make them as safe as possible. Really? Like built-in safety devices such as trigger locks and signals that indicate a gun is loaded. And of course, you know, personalized guns, i.e. the, you know, electronic guns that, of course, now then they can be, you know, deactivated if it's a, you know, RFID code or something like that. Also, they want to reverse the Dickey Amendment, and they want to fund more biased firearms research, you know, through the CDC, or DRGO was involved in getting that done to begin with in the 1990s. So.
But they have firearms research. They have firearms research. They have they have a parallel study, and they so is this where they want to get? They want more research run by the CDC.
They just want more money so they can put out more biased research. And,
well,
you know, even
are they looking for the research that agrees with their position? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, absolutely, and that's that by history we know that the CDC. Well, you know, the fact that the studies that they did that backed up Kleck's stuff was buried for 20 years gives you a clue as to where they're really coming from.
Right.
Okay. That's evidence based, you know, and they buried it because the message was the wrong message. Also, they're in support of red flag laws, which of course violate the at least three constitutional amendments that I can think of and maybe more. Now, so the bottom line is, you know, they're whining about that they couldn't get anything, you know, passed through Congress and, you know, that the NRA is too powerful and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and then we see all these statements from physicians who take care of, you know, work in emergency rooms and are trauma surgeons about people getting shot and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, 30 years ago when I was an I was just a general surgery intern. I was at Oakland Naval Hospital, and the Knife and Gun Club in Oakland met every Friday and Saturday night. And we had gangbangers getting shot. So things haven't changed a whole lot in 30 years, even though the gun control in California has gotten worse and worse and worse. And I bet you the numbers are even higher now than they were then in the inner cities. And we know, you know, from John Lott's research that most of this quote-unquote gun violence happens in very small pockets. And it's where the gangs are active and where it's criminal activity. So none of this stuff that these guys talk about is going to have any effect on any of that. Just like making drugs illegal hasn't really affected the drug trade at all, has it?
No.
And prohibiting alcohol had unintended consequences. We ended up with organized crime because of that. And so this is the same kind of thing. You know, they talk about evidence-based, but there's absolutely no evidence here. And if they're going to use a study, it's a biased study. So it drives me crazy. DRGO on our website has a couple of good articles about this. Arthur Prishbinda, who's our project director, wrote something today. And then I think on Thursday, one of our pediatricians is writing something. And it's it's kind of an open letter to physicians. And I think the first paragraph, I think, says a lot of good stuff and needs to be talked about. And what she says is this. Are you offended by the implication that you as a lawful prescriber are to blame for the opioid epidemic? Are you tired of the government telling you how you should practice medicine, all because of the actions of the criminal and the irresponsible? Are you tired of being asked to jump through hoop after hoop in order to prove that you are a responsible and competent physician? Are you guilty of nothing but absorb the blame for everything that goes wrong in your profession, including the hundreds of thousands of deaths by medical misadventure every year? Are you annoyed by every essential oil peddler and idiot who went to Google University acting like they know how to practice medicine? Well, welcome to the world of responsible firearms owner. So, and it goes from there. I think this is very well written, and it's something that will be coming out either tomorrow or Thursday on drgo.us. And I think people need to read that, even if you're not a doctor, because I think it really says exactly what needs to be said.
Yeah. Do you guys expect to actually get replies to that?
Oh, I'm sure we'll see stuff on our Facebook page, but, you know, you're not going to hear from the American College of Physicians. You know, they're as far as we're concerned, you know, they're concerned, we don't exist. You know, we're just those peons down there. And we're just little squeaky noise. We're the little mice dancing around their feet because they are so great. And the bottom line is they're not. They're out of their element. They're out of their lane. They don't understand what's going on. Their premise that the firearm is the problem is flawed to begin with. So everything that they come up with after that is junk because they start off with a flawed premise. And I think it's more insidious than that, too. And I think it really has to do with control and that, they know exactly what they're doing. And it's about controlling the population and implementing their agenda.
Right.
I know. I mean,
they sound like a fun bunch. Is Darren Wintemute? I meant to ask you this. Is he actually a doctor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's an emergency room doctor, yeah.
Okay. He's just a doctor with an agenda.
At UC Davis in Sacramento.
Okay.
So yeah, he's a doctor. But, you know, the problem is in medical school, there's a lot of indoctrination that goes on. As I said in the past, you know, we never got any instruction in firearms safety or handling. Even in the military, I never got any of that as a doctor.
Right.
We did have to go to the range and qualify with a .45, and I think I shot an M14 one time off the deck edge of the ship just for fun.
Well, let's hold up at the deck edge of the ship if we can. We're coming up on the last break. Talking with Dr. John Adine about this very nefarious plot that a bunch of doctors are out there are trying to put in place against you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dr. John Adine, mountain biker, surgeon, shooter, and quail hitman.
Oh, we smoked a few.
Smoked
62.
62 of those.
And a couple of weekends ago, we shot 62 yeah. birds.
What do you have? What do you do with 62 quail?
Well, we divvy them up. It was three of us, so we divvy them up, and then you can. There's different ways of cooking them. You can, you know, cook them anything like chicken. My wife, what she does is she bones them and then puts raspberry chipotle and feta cheese inside, and then broils them. And oh boy, is that good! It's just like chicken.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. I was waiting. Little chickens, little itty-bitty chickens. So I guess that's why you need numerous ones, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They're probably about 6 to 8 ounces of meat once you're all said and done, if you got the good size ones.
Okay.
It's yummy. Yummy. Good stuff.
20 of them, it was about a meal.
probably about 3 or 4.
Yeah, okay.
3 or 4 is all you need. Yeah, if you eat 20 of them, you're not going to move for a week. Yeah. You'd be sleeping.
Can't have that. I had to go back out there and deal with those quail. So, back to the, now, with these physicians, have they ever succeeded in getting any sort of policy enacted? Have they ever, this argument about it's an epidemic, it's a pandemic, it's a something emic, does that ever actually turn into actual policy?
Well, I think it's kind of a hysterical, kind of background noise that adds to the left's push for gun control. you know, I find it very interesting that the places where the gun control is the strongest is where we see all these mass shootings. And you have to wonder after a while, you know, what kind of logic are they using? It says, if we're doing this and it's not working, let's do more of this and it's still not working. Well, let's do more of it and it's still not working, even though in other places doing the opposite thing actually works better and we get less of this problem. And, you know, so I just don't understand. It's not a logical thing. It's a more emotional thing. You know, and that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with emotion. You know, they you know, have these, in some of the articles that we've seen recently, they're one in the Wall Street Journal and some of the other things in the New York Times. You know, the doctors are all crying, I see these children shot and I have to, you know, I'm covered in their blood and, you know, I have to tell the parents about that. But, and that's where they stop. We need to stop this. But their solutions, none of them will affect that violence. That's the issue. There's a logical disconnect between their emotional response to the carnage. And believe me, we all have that response to carnage. I've dedicated my life to taking care of children, and I deal with their trauma. And I, you know, fortunately, we don't have a whole lot of gunshot wounds in our hospital, but we do get a few here and there. And you know, we also took care of some of the kids from the one in Texas, the shooting in Texas. You know, we had some. Now, some of my colleagues took care of those kids. You know, they end up at the trauma center, but, you know, some of my anesthesia colleagues, they work over there. And, so, you know, they dealt with that stuff. And, you know, and it's horrible. We all agree it's horrible. But disarming, the good guy wouldn't make this whole situation better. And the fact that the people who normally carried in that church weren't there, they didn't coordinate their schedules.
Right.
And so there was nobody there who was armed that could have stopped this. You know, I'm sure those people are kicking themselves every day, and I'm sure they're crying in their sleep, and they have bad dreams over this whole thing because, you know, they didn't take the time to coordinate their efforts and to make sure that there was at least one person there protecting the flock. And so it's things like that that is actually the effective means of stopping, you know, mass shootings and the criminal thing is what's going to stop the gun violence in places like Chicago, where, you know, what they really need to do is have a unit to go in there and clean up the gangs and put them in jail and get them off the streets. That's the only way you're going to stop that. And then you just keep the pressure on them. That's how you stop the gun violence. It's not rocket science.
Right.
It's a matter of they know who the actors are. They know who the gangbangers are. They know who the bad guys are, and they need to get them off the streets and lock them up and throw away the key. And then just keep the pressure on the ones that are going to step up in the organization until they just chop the organization down. That's the only way you're going to stop this stuff. And the problem is, you know, there's plenty of money in drugs. So there's going to be people looking to do it, but it's a policing issue. It's a social issue. It's not a hardware issue.
Well, I mean, do they feel as, you know, in England right now, I think the violent crime rate is 2,036 per 100,000, where here in the United States it's 382 per 100,000. Do they confer with their colleagues in England? Assign some moral equivalence to somebody having their head caved in with a brick? Is that a better
No, but way what to they go? What they do is they use the statistics in their favor. So they're going to say gun violence in England is much less than it is in the United States.
Yes,
even
but
though
it
the overall violence rate is higher in England than it is here, even though they have total gun control, which is what these people want. See, they lie. To push their own agenda.
Yeah,
so they're dishonest in that regard.
Anybody that is actually out there for public safety, it's about violence. And if they're not out there and it's not simply about violence, all forms of violence, chain violence, mailbox violence, violence against quails, all that stuff.
Right.
If it's not about that, then this has nothing. This is more about societal control than it is about safety. So
Absolutely.
I hope you guys rip them a new orifice. I really do.
Well, you know, the problem is that, you know, we need to get the word out to everybody. And so I mean, we want everybody to go to drgo.us and read the stuff that we write about this. We have a position paper on it that came out today by Dr. Prisbinda. I think it's worth reading. You can understand what's going on. We have the nice open letter that's going to probably come out on Thursday, which is tomorrow, I think, right? Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. And that's, you know, and this is a pediatrician, person who's writing this. Is a female pediatrician who's also a gun person.
Right.
And I think, you know, and healthcare professionals, if you don't believe all this stuff, read this, and I think you'll understand, you know, what exactly this is about, and why it's a failure. And you know, gun control has failed everywhere it's been tried. And you know, the only thing that we have to you know, really count on is our freedom and our ability to protect ourselves against those who would subject us to their will. And that's why I carry a gun, so that people can't subject their will on me. They can't make me do what they want me to do. I do what I want to do, and that's the ultimate freedom. That's why America is what it is. That's why it's right. A great place.
I don't have time to ask you some of the questions, but I would love to know what they have to say about, like, say, a borderline bar shooting where it happens in a complete and total gun-free zone where they've got everything they could possibly want and it still happens. And,
well, that's the thing.
We're running out of time, John. We're going to have to circle back, and we'll cover this next week. We will get into this next week. Maybe the same bat time, same bat channel. How do you feel about that?
Depends if I'm on call or not. I got to look at the schedule and see.
Well, I guess you'd best be looking at that, Doc, and let me know. So
we'll figure it out. Yep.
DRGO.us, that's where you can find their website. Go check them out. Go check out that open letter. I'm going to go get that open letter myself. And go see what they've got going on. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
My pleasure.
All right.
As always.
As always. Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to be joined by writer and instructor Dean Weingarten as we continue to look at the politics and, of course, the Bears. That's in hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.